Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Omar Khan addressed the media today about the George Pickens trade. He started by saying, I never do this. I normally don't talk after the draft, but something huge happened and I wanted to face the music. So kudos to him for that. And now we're going to react to it. He's saying there that George Pickens, that this was time for a fresh start for everyone. I agree with that, but he didn't say that a month ago or even a couple weeks ago, right after the draft. When talking about putting those two wide receivers together, Pickens and DK Metcalf, and this town being big enough for both of them, he thought it was a great thing to have those 1 and 1A wide receivers. So I actually have a theory to start today's show on this trade. And it goes back to Mark Cabali, who's going to join us a little bit later on. Cabali wrote that he thinks Mike Tomlin was behind this trade. I think he's right. I don't think that this was a unanimous decision. I get the sense that in this situation, Tomlin pulled rank, and Tomlin was the guy who spearheaded George Pickens getting traded, and Khan had to go out there and find a deal. And what I really want to know is what caused Mike to come to that conclusion. Was it Mike really thinking that he could not manage and coach George Pickens anymore? Or, and this is the much juicier one to me, is it them placating Aaron Rodgers already?
Well, what do you think it is? Well, now, I know which one you said is juicier for obvious reasons, but what do you actually think was Mike's motivation?
Well, I think it would be very, I'll answer your question this way. I think it would be very easy to argue in court or Judge Donnie's chambers.
Oh, man, you need a mulligan there, by the way. That it was a rough week for you in the judge's chambers.
I think it would be easy to argue that Aaron Rodgers is behind this. Because everything Mike Tomlin, other than, and you brought this up this week, other than that one moment where he said George needs to grow up, everything else has been him making excuses for George. And everything has been the Steelers leaking to Steelers media locally how much they believed in George and how ready they were to go to battle with George this year. And if Aaron, during this constant communication that exists between Rodgers and Tomlin, that's now been reported everywhere. James Palmer came on our show and said that earlier this week, and everyone's picked up on that. If Aaron's preference was to not have Pickens here, and you're still trying to like make him feel at home, you're telling him, hey, you know, feel right at home here. Take your pants off and walk around in your underwear. We want you to feel comfortable. If that's really what they're doing with Aaron Rodgers, then I could see Mike kind of pulling a 180 on this. And maybe during the draft, because of George's contract, they were like, we need to be bowled over by an offer to trade him. But then as things have moved along with Rodgers, okay, maybe not so much anymore because we're sensing that Rodgers and Pickens, that's going to be two Rams. Just locked horns.
And then if you try to get rid of Pickens at that point, you have zero leverage whatsoever.
And maybe by then, too, some of these other wide receivers you want to pick up are no longer available.
So I have a couple thoughts on this.
What do you think of that theory, by the way?
I don't think it's a bad theory. I think it's a very plausible theory, given how we know that they like to obfuscate and try to keep their motivations and how things happen
cloaked
as possible.
I mean, Khan did not sound like someone who was fully on board with this trade today. He sounded like he had to go up there, and he was handed almost a script of things to say about why this trade made sense for the Steelers. And by the way, 412-928-9370, if you'd like to chime in on
just, I guess, for the record, I think it was the right decision to trade him.
So do I.
But here's the thing. If it was Mike doing it because Mike had had enough of George Pickens, period, in a vacuum, had nothing to do with Rodgers, like, I think that each explanation that you throw out as a hypothetical has a very different connotation. If it's them doing it or Mike spearheading it so that he can placate Aaron Rodgers or put Aaron Rodgers in the best frame of mind because they know he's coming here, I don't love that because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is good enough to be catered to like that. I say that as somebody that said they needed to trade him. It's much more heartening for the future about how like people in that front office and in that brain trust think about these situations. If Mike just said, essentially on some level to himself, you screwed this up, you tried with this guy, you didn't ever get like the true, you'd never reap the reward of having like put up with all this BS, so it's time to go. And you get a third round pick ultimately for that. You feel like you did okay. If he came to that conclusion in a vacuum by himself and just said, I'm done with this guy, I would feel a lot better about it than, I really want to make the 41-year-old guy who's probably sending me daily affirmations via text message or something like that, or meditative, you know, trance music, happy by getting this guy who's not very detail-oriented out of here.
If the Steelers got rid of George Pickens to make Aaron Rodgers happy, how would that make you feel, Steelers fans? 412-928-9370. Here's the best part about this situation. We're actually going to get an answer on it. And it's not because Adam Schefter is going to, you know, take us behind the scenes, or because Jerry Dulac is going to talk to Art Rooney and put something out there, or Mark Cabali is going to come in here in a half hour and say, I just got a huge scoop on this. No. What they do at wide receiver from here on out is going to tell us. If they don't make a move, or they bring in
Keenan Allen
or Amari Cooper, or I heard a very interesting name that I'll get to later on in the show today. If it's one of those guys, then it doesn't look like it was done to placate or make Aaron Rodgers
happy.
Looks
like it was Tomlin reaching his breaking point.
If it's Alan Lazard or Romeo Doubs, then we'll have our answer. Then they would have created an opening to bring in somebody just to stroke the massive ego of Aaron Rodgers.
And I
agree, like,
but it's still a better situation than having had George Pickens here, even if those guys aren't as good as Pickens, which they aren't, because I think it was going to blow up.
I agree, but like, if organizations are process oriented, then I think it's okay for fans and for us on the outside to look at it the same way. I mean, here's a perfect example of that. Process of keeping Tristan Jarry and losing Marc-Andre Fleury, good results.
No, keeping Matt Murray.
Yeah, keeping Matt Murray, losing Marc-Andre Fleury in the expansion draft. Process good, results bad. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, results very bad.
Okay, getting rid of George Pickens because you're trying to make Aaron Rodgers happy, results might be good, but in my opinion, bad process. If that's the real reason.
Getting rid of George Pickens because you realized it was not ever going to work and you've come to your senses that you can't always rehabilitate every character issue guy. Process good. I almost don't care what the results are because I think in that case, it's the ends justify the means. I will say this. It doesn't, if it's true what Cabali's saying and what you think is very possibly true, that this was a Tomlin-led decision and that Omar didn't really want to trade George Pickens, I'm kind of in a weird spot here where I could go in any different number of directions. I don't feel like that reflects well on Omar because I think there's a naivete about how George would have behaved all year and like how well this would have worked. If Mike was the only one for one reason or another who said, oh God, we got to get rid of this dude somehow, it's going to be a powder keg here, what were the other people thinking?
Well, isn't part of the quote unquote Eagles formula having George Pickens and DK Metcalf? You guys, when we were talking about this trade the other day, The Eagles, yes, but they also have two number one wide receivers.
Yes, I would say they do. I don't think Smith
they
is a true number one.
They paid him that way.
I know they have, but I don't.
So they
I think
view him that way.
One.
You can look at it on the outside. Yes, you can look at it on the outside like A.J. Brown
but
is clearly
but you're
superior.
You're oversimplifying here. The Eagles' thing is to have two number ones, and I know A.J. Brown occasionally gets pissed off publicly, but that clearly gets swept under the rug in all is well that ends well. It's not the model is not keeping George Pickens to fulfill that Eagles end, mainly because George Pickens is a pretty singular character, even among diva, like a diva position in terms of how he conducts himself, man.
Okay, but just to play devil's advocate on Omar's end, if I'm right, and Omar's like, I want to see how it, what it looks like with these two guys before we trade him for a third round pick. The whole point in theory of having Mike Tomlin make $20 million a year is that he's supposed to get the most out of George Pickens, right? Like, that's supposed to be his greatest strength.
He's well compensated for, to do that and to make tough decisions like going with Russ Wilson.
So if I'm Omar, I'm thinking possibly, like, we have to get rid of this guy and never see if this experiment works because the coach doesn't want to, like, try his hand at what he's most
But he's already tried his hand at that for 3 years. Like, you've got a pretty big body of evidence that it ain't going to work.
I agree with that.
So that's where I would come back on that one. Like, it's weird because, like, the auspices under which this happened might not be ideal, but I feel like it's very hard to argue unless you're one of those people who... You see the people who've deactivated their accounts, Donnie? They were Pickensburg. They said if they ever trade him, consider this account deactivated. I've enjoyed that.
How about Brewerly?
Brewerly, all but one tweet, gone. And it's one about every story needs a villain. I love it. I want it desperately to really be Pickens. But, like, the auspices under which it came about can be argued, like, how what that means for how decisions are being made and how good we feel about the direction of the franchise. But I don't think it's arguable that because they got ultimately a third-round pick for George Pickens, they are better now that he is, like, better positioned now that he's not on their roster anymore than if he still was. If he was still a Pittsburgh Steeler and nothing was going to happen on this front, or if the Panthers hadn't taken Tet McMillan and he had fallen to the Cowboys and then this definitely doesn't happen, I wouldn't feel great about how things were going to shake out this year, no matter who the quarterback
Donnie,
is.
Donnie, if you found out that they got rid of Pickens to bring in one of Rodgers' boys and he was the guy who was secretly behind this trade, how would that make you feel as a Steelers fan?
I'd find it ridiculous. The guy is not on the team. We can act like he's on the team all we want. All the players can say, well, you know, we think he's coming here. We're pretty sure he's coming here. He is not on the team.
So you were not you gave this trade what, a C plus?
Yeah.
So if in a week or two we find out that Alan Lazard is coming to the Steelers, you're gonna be pissed.
Yeah.
If it's swap Pickens out and Lazard in, you're gonna be a very upset Steelers fan.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that's not somebody that I see to fill that void.
Why would you think they would do that other than just to make Aaron Rodgers feel
right.
better about himself?
I mean, I don't. For the record, I don't think that's what is at play here.
You actually think this is Tomlin just saying, "I've had enough. I've had all I can take, and I can't take snow."
But like
more.
I think we're going to get our answer if it's a former Packers Rodgers receiver who comes here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes back to the idea that all along when Pickens was a headache. But he knew he could get away with it because he knew, players know when there's nobody really that good behind them. He knew that all along. The moment they traded for DK Metcalf, this became more and more of a possibility because they said, well, this guy is a pain in the ass, but now we have somebody who's just as good and we think a little bit better.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.